Can feel genius. What's happening?
American genius.
We need your brain.
Don't you have a brain in your head?
Oh, then I will have to adjust your brain a bit.
Every day, Billy the Brain talks with the best guests in America.
Cool.
About business.
The boss that works for you.
Entertainment. Sports.
Turn now to sports.
And the local community.
Radio keeps its eye on local events.
It's time for brainstorming.
My brain is like mush.
With Billy the Brain.
Sounds like fun. Let's go.
Now, here's your host, Billy the Brain.
Hi, this is Bill Frank, and you're listening to Brainstorming with Billy the Brain. We're on every day live, Monday through Friday at 10 o'clock here on KKZZ, AM 1400, Positive Talk Radio for Ventura and Santa Barbara County. You can also hear us streaming over the internet at brainstormingonline.com. My goal is to bring you interviews with thought leaders in business, entertainment, sports, and the local community. Together, we'll listen to what these people say and relate it to how we live and work right here in Ventura County. If all of this sounds like National Public Radio, well, you're getting the idea. Brainstorming with Billy the Brain is NPR done right. If you want to join in the conversation or speak to any of my guests, you can call us at 639-0008. Or if you're outside of the area code, it's area code 805-639-0008. Every show has a theme, and today's theme is getting the most out of life. Each of my guests will help us get the most out of working, eating, or traveling. My first guest is a life coach who will teach us how to shift from a work style to a lifestyle. We'll discuss his ideas, the law of attraction, and we'll learn how to monetize our passion. My second guest is known the world over as the Galloping Gourmet. He'll serve up some new recipes and reflections on gardening from his latest book, Growing at the Speed of Life. My third guest writes European travel guidebooks and hosts travel shows on public television and public radio. He's in town for the Los Angeles Times Travel and Adventure Show this weekend. We'll ask him for some of the best travel tips for Europe in 2011. And as always, if you want to join the conversation, you can call us at 639-0008. Rick Gurman is one of the busiest life coaches in the country. He's conducted over 17,000 individual coaching sessions to help people achieve financial success and happiness. His clients include top salespeople, entrepreneurs, online marketing, and small business owners, many of them earning over $1 million a year annually. Additionally, Rich is an experienced mentor in the areas of energy, wellness, and higher consciousness. In 2011, he received his PhD in health sciences. He's also a certified mediation teacher as well. A prolific writer, Rich is the author of the best-selling book, Living the Law of Attraction. His latest book is Monetize Your Passion. That was released in the summer of 2010. Rich has a special offer for my listeners at the end of this interview for that book as well. Welcome to the show, Rich. How are you today?
I am great, Billy. How are you, man?
Well, I am doing terrific, and greetings from Southern California down there in Orange County. You are really quite an accomplished guy. You've conducted over 17,000 client interviews and coaching sessions. Your focus is changing a client's work style into a lifestyle. So what does that mean? What does it mean to take a work style and change it into a lifestyle?
Great question. So first of all, I got to correct you on one thing. You said that I'm a certified mediation guy. It's actually meditation, not mediation.
Mediation and meditation. I beg your pardon. I've got to fire that researcher.
There's
Go
a
on.
Fine line between the two.
There is.
Fine line. So, really my focus now is helping people to shift, like you said, from a work style into a lifestyle. What I've observed is that most people, unfortunately, have a very classic work style. And what that means is they wake up in the morning, they go to a job that most people, if you really talk to them, they don't really like what they do. They're definitely not living their passion, working their passion. So they go to a job that they either barely tolerate, dislike, or hate. And the problem is they work that job all day. They don't like it. They work with people they really would probably rather not hang out with. They work for a boss that they can't stand. So they're stressed out all day. Then they go home at night, they bring that stress into their home life, so they're probably not very present with their family or whoever they're hanging out with at night. Then they go to bed at night and they're having nightmares about their life, and then the problem is they wake up the next morning and what do? They obviously repeat the same process.
Mm.
So this is classic work style, and you know, it's funny, just in the time we spent together before we went on live, it's obvious that you are a guy that loves what he does, and...
Well, how could you not? I get to talk to the most interesting people in America.
There you go. And most people don't get to do that. So you had the courage at one point in your life to say, you know what? I don't want a work style. I want to do what I love. I want to follow my heart, follow my passion. So So that's what I help people do, is to shift out of that real classic work style that we're just kind of programmed and taught that that's the way life is, into a true lifestyle, one which not we don't only work in a lifestyle, we don't only work our passion and create financial freedom from doing that, which is great in of itself, but it really affords us the time to do the other things in life that are important beyond just work.
All right. Well, help solidify this for my listeners, Rich, because a lot of people may be hearing the sound of your voice and they like what they hear, but they're also, these are tough economic times and they're worried about making a transition at a time like this. So give us some examples of the 17,000 clients that you've consulted with. You know, just one or two. I don't need all 17,000, but give us some examples of people who have made this work style to lifestyle change.
Awesome. So, yeah, every time I hear that number, 17,000, it makes me think, I've been on the phone. I've been attached to this headset way too long. So, gosh, I can give you a ton. One that comes to mind, I coach a gal named Jillian, actually, up in Northern California. And Jill, when I met her, was in a what we called a corporate hell job. She worked for a company making actually really good money, but she absolutely hated it to the point that it was physically making her ill. Like, she literally got a disease. And we related it to the stress from that job. She just couldn't stand it. So I said, Jill, what is it that you really love to do? And she just lit up. She goes, photography. What I love to do is photograph people. And if I could make a living doing that, I'd be the happiest girl in the world. And this was just last year. So we literally sat down, her and I, and wrote a 90-day plan. Because I said to her, I said, Jillian, you are physically ill from this job. Your life is too short. Your life is way more important than a paycheck. We got to go do something else. But we had to be realistic about it. Like you said, it's a tough economy out there, no doubt about it. So we wrote a 90-day plan, and we basically figured out if she went out and did certain things for 90 straight days, that she would be able to quit her job and become a professional photographer and be as happy as a clam. And we nailed it, man. In 90 days, I got a phone call in 90 days. She didn't even need to call. I'm in Southern Cal. She's in Northern Cal. I could hear her without even the phone because she was so excited. And she was just like, Rich, we did it. We did it. She completely replaced her income in 90 days and now is just taking photographs of little babies and families and stuff all day long, weddings. She does some erotic photography also, which is fun to look at. And she's lit up, man, and loving her life.
All right. Well, that's Jillian in Northern California. Do you have any other examples?
I'll give you another gal. I coach a gal in Canada, London, Ontario, Canada, where it's much colder than here.
Yes, it is.
And she is a social media expert. She helps people to brand themselves online. Mainly, her focus is Twitter. Everybody knows Twitter now. I haven't quite figured out Twitter myself, but she's an expert at it. Her name is Melissa. So last December, we got on the phone together, and I said, Melissa, I said, if your business was as good as it could be, how much money would you make? She goes, I'd make $100,000 a year. And when she said $100,000, like she was like nervous. That was like a huge number for her.
Mm-hmm.
I said, $100,000, great. I said, write down this number, Melissa, 8333, 8333, and then put a dollar sign in front of the 8. She goes, what's that? I said, that's how much money you would need to make each month to make $100,000 in a year. And then we did the same thing like Jillian. We put out a plan. She called me 6 months after then, literally 6 months. She goes, Rich. I said, what? She goes, you remember that conversation we had back in December? I said, no, not really. I said, remind me. She goes, yeah, we talked 6 months ago, and you told me that if I made $8,333 a month, I could make $100,000 a year. I said, okay, now I remember. She goes, you're not going to believe this. I said, what? She goes, I just did my books for last month, and I made $8,450 last month. And she goes, and the best part is that it's all contract income, meaning she's got clients on contract. She goes, that means I'm going to make that next month and the month after and the month after. And she is another one. This is a woman, by the way, who's separated from her husband, has three little kids, which is, you know, a full-time job right there. And now she has this side business making over $100,000 a year.
So. Wow. I mean, that's impressive. We're talking to Rich Gurman, everybody. His latest book, Monetize Your Passion, and he's given us some examples of people who have, in fact, monetized their passion. Rich, in reading the book and doing the preparation for today, I noticed that you really draw some interesting distinctions there. You draw a distinction between conviction, belief, and circumstance. And clearly in the stories you gave us with Jillian and also again with Melissa, there were some distinctions and some changes you had to make in their mindset, their beliefs. Talk to me about what is the difference between conviction, belief, and circumstance.
So, great question. You mentioned earlier that it's a tough world out there. And let's be really clear. It is a tough world. In my short life, I've never seen tougher times than people are experiencing right now, and I'm extremely sympathetic to that. And what I've observed is, let's say 5-7 years ago now, when the economy was booming and everybody was, you know, doing a lot better in general than they are now, what I used to see was that if somebody just, like, wanted something, if they had a desire for something, be it a great business or great health or whatnot, they could pretty much have it. And that really doesn't fly in today's world. So it requires much more than just a want or a desire. But in my opinion, if you want to succeed, be it in your business, be it in your relationship, be it in your spiritual life, in your health life, whatever it is, it's got to be an absolute commitment. It's got to be a conviction. And better yet, you need to be absolutely dedicated or devoted. When I look at my clients that are succeeding, it's very simple. The ones, Billy, that really believe in themselves are succeeding. The ones that are absolutely dedicated or devoted to what they are doing will always succeed, no matter what's going on in the world, no matter what's going on in the economy. So what I really work with people is two things. Number one is strengthening that belief. And let's be really clear. Most people, they have a really strong limiting belief, and I'd say the most common one is that they just don't feel worthy. They don't feel worthy of their success, and we don't have enough time to get into why that is. But so I work with people to help them raise their belief in themselves, to really create that belief that they will succeed regardless of the external circumstances of their life. And then number two, from a very practical standpoint, like I shared with Melissa and Jillian, you got to have a game plan. You can't just say, oh, I believe in myself and I want this, and then go sit on a rock for 12 hours a day and have it come. That's not the world we live in. You got to have a game plan, and you got to take massive action. And the beauty is, everyone that I'm working with in my world, they love what they do. They're working their passion, so it's like the line between work and play kind of ceases to exist because they're just doing what they love, like, you know, hopefully like you're doing right now. Does this feel like work to you?
No, not at all. Not at all. We're talking to Rich Gurman, everybody. We're talking about his latest book, Monetize Your Passion, but we're also spilling over into his other book, Living the Law of Attraction. Rich, let me ask you this question, because you brought up passion, you brought up energy. Give us some tips for just generating some energy and passion in life on a daily basis.
Okay, cool. So I'm a guy that loves routines. I'm by nature, I think, a very free-spirited guy. I live on the beach. I like to hang out and do as little as possible, as often as possible. But what I realize is that it's the routines that we have. It's the structure that we have in our lives that ultimately creates the freedom that we want. So I've got tons of routines I could talk about, but I'd say the best one is just to have a morning routine. I think that every morning when everybody wakes up, they need to have some type of routine that gets them mentally, physically, spiritually, emotionally ready for the day. For me, I'm blessed. I live on the beach here in Laguna. I go for a run on the beach every morning. Then I go jump in the ocean, which is not the funnest thing in the world to do this time of year.
Not this time of the year.
But I do it because that's my routine and I'm committed to it. Then I come back to the home and I do some meditation, sorry. Do a little mediation, gets me pumped up for the day. So my point is I go run for exercise. I jump in the ocean because it wakes my you-know-what up, because it's freezing cold in the water, and it's also very stimulating for the body. I come back to the house. I do a nice meditation, connect to spirit, connect to my source, and then, man, I'm ready to go. So it is extremely – I think less than 10% of people actually have a regular exercise routine. And to me, it's just very, very important. So we have to have a routine every morning that gets us ready for the day.
All right. I like that. Now, let's change subjects, if we can, just a little bit, Rich. We're talking to Rich Gurman, everybody. And let's talk about your life as a socialpreneur. Now, you're the first person I've ever seen really come up with this term. So I'm going to ask you, what is a socialpreneur? And talk to me about your latest project, which is called Gen Y.
Awesome. Well, thank you for bringing that up. So I did not make up that word, by the way. It's just the combination of people that are socially conscious and are entrepreneurs. I guess that's where it came from. I heard it from someone else, so I can't take credit. So about a little less than a year ago, I made a decision that I wanted to support a charity through my business. So I'm very blessed, and my business does good, and I wanted to really give back. And the problem was I didn't know what I wanted to support. There's so many great charities out there, and I kept, you know, so many of these great charities support people in other places in the world, other countries. And I started thinking, like, you know, what about here in the U.S.? Is there enough being done right here? So I literally went right down to the beach here, and I just kind of sat on the beach, and I threw the question out to the ocean, basically saying, what charity should I support? And literally, I kid you not, over the next several days, everywhere I went, I kept seeing signs, literally signs. A bus went by, and I saw an ad about homeless children. And then the next day, I got an email about homeless children, literally like 4 or 5 days in a row. And they weren't homeless children in Africa or India or Haiti. They were right here in the U.S. So I started to do some research, and I was astounded by a couple stats. Number one, I live in Orange County, like you said, which I believe is the wealthiest, if not the wealthiest, one of the top two or three wealthiest counties in this entire country.
It's in the top five, yeah.
Did you know that there's 22,000 homeless children right here in Orange County? I was blown away. Then I went nationwide, and I was astounded. I'm still astounded when I even speak this number. There's over 1.6 million homeless kids in the United States of America, the wealthiest country on the planet, 1.6 million. And I really started to research it, and I didn't see where there was a hell of a lot being done about this epidemic. So that was I knew right then, like, I got my charity. It's homeless youth here in the U.S.
And so how does Gen Y address this homeless problem in about the 30 seconds that we've got left, Rich?
Okay, cool. So I decided, you know what, how can I really get the word out so that people know what's going on? And we started the Gen Y Project, and our big thing is we're actually making a full-feature documentary film, which is designed, Billy, to shine the light on this problem and also to create real solutions for these kids in need. So right now we are raising funds. We've made a killer movie trailer that we can send people to really show what's going on, and that's our plan, is to make a full-feature documentary film and do what we can to really solve this problem.
Well, very ambitious and very worthwhile. We're talking to Rich Gurman, everybody, author of the book Monetize Your Passion. Rich, you have a special offer for my readers. If they go to your website, they can get a copy of your book for free. Tell us about that.
So if you go to my website, I don't know if you're going to give it out or you want me to.
Go ahead, you do it.
So it's richgerman.com. It looks like richgerman.com, but it's richgerman.com, richgerman.com. On the top right, you'll see download, get a free copy of my book. You can download the book for free. You can get the actual book by just covering the cost of shipping and handling. When you do that, you're going to see the movie trailer. So the book's totally free, no obligation for anything. The only thing we ask is you watch the trailer for Gen Y. And if you so feel compelled and want to make a donation to what we're doing, we would gladly accept any support that way.
Well, that's a very generous offer for my listeners. Thank you so much. We've been talking to Rich Gurman, everybody, author of the book, Monetize Your Passion.